Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Still to come here. We got more than, we got about 2 hours remaining in the show and lots to talk about. Everything from immigration. By the way, board up here, some audio there in the background. Immigration and a really disturbing corruption trial out of Las Vegas. Like, really corruption. Serious. Some of the worst malfeasance that you might have ever heard of. I mean, it's all being laid out in the open how corrupt our city and government officials actually are. So that's all on the way. 1-800-259-9231, but we need to go to the phones, because this is the show about your calls. We go to the Amplifier Only line to Gottfried in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, is the quality okay? Because this is, I'm telephoning.
Yeah, you sound
good.
You sound
well,
fine, considering you're in Sweden.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I run a small ISP here in Sweden. And a few days ago, I got a phone call from the Swedish federal police.
You run an ISP, an internet service provider.
Yeah, we provide mostly colocation services. And they told me that they wanted to ask some questions about a customer we host.
Really?
So, and yesterday, when I arrived to the office, they were there. And after questioning me for about an hour, about these customers, they executed a search warrant and confiscated the customer service.
Wow. What was the allegation the customer was doing?
Well, the customer in question is it's the kavkazcenter.com. It's the Chechen rebels, semi-official news site.
And it's a what? What kind of news site?
What is that? I didn't really understand.
Well, you know, the war in Chechnya, in Russia.
Okay.
So it's not really a site that I personally agree with, but I still think they have a right to voice their opinions.
I see. It's a news site about the Chechnyan conflict?
Yeah.
I see.
And, the former charge was inciting violence.
But that charge is placed on you?
No, it's placed on the customer.
I see. They just took your hardware that the customer was renting, or was actually their hardware.
It's their hardware.
I see.
But they had some plans to file charges against me, because at first they thought it was a web hosting customer,
mm-hmm.
And in Sweden you have a certain degree of responsibility.
I see.
Over the contents of your web hosting customers.
Right.
But as it was a co-location customer.
Since it was their server, it was their hardware, you were just essentially providing the bandwidth,
yeah.
You've avoided actually feeling any of the brunt of charges.
Exactly. And, what's really disturbing about this is first, the charges were about 3 pages of several thousands hosted on this server. The pages the charges are about are from about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
But still they confiscated the whole service and shut the whole site down.
Wow, seems a little excessive.
Yes, and I mean it wouldn't happen to a less controversial news site.
Yeah, what is the Swedish government doing enforcing on a website about the Chechnyan conflict?
Well, this is all due to the pressure from the Russian government.
Really?
The charges were filed by the Russian embassy in Sweden.
Wow. So it's politics, then, is what you're saying?
Yes. Uh-huh. And this site has, it has quite the history, because it has, when it was hosted in Finland, it was shut down by the Finnish security services, but it was later established that they didn't have the right to do that.
Right, so they won a case, and then they moved it to your servers, and now they're fighting yet again. Wow, how unfortunate.
Yes.
So at least you're not facing any charges or any jail time over this, Godfrey.
Yeah.
That's the good news. And the bad news is you're not going to get paid for their next bill, I suppose.
Well, actually, I have they have borrowed some hardware from me, and are getting the site back up here, but without those pages, of course.
I see.
As you speak, I think.
So they've essentially been censored at this point.
Yes.
Sorry to hear that, man. Do you have any final thoughts for us?
Apparently. What do you say?
Any final thoughts for us, Godfrey?
Yes. Well, as I said, I don't agree with their opinions, but that doesn't mean their whole site should be taken down because of a few pages.
Absolutely.
And government pressure.
I have to agree. Godfrey, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you, and we're glad you're not in jail. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. Pretty sad. Censorship around the world. That kind of stuff happens here in America, too, by the way. There are raids on Internet service providers, and they're forced to turn over equipment and that sort of thing to our government authorities as well. You know, if somebody doesn't like something or if there's a court injunction filed, they shut them down.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. All right.
Doesn't sound like freedom of speech, really.
No, certainly not. Should we talk about malfeasance? Because it's big time in Vegas.
I want to hear this.
This was stunning to me. According to the Associated Press, even in a town used to bearing it all where gangster Bugsy Siegel is considered a founding father, showgirls are a way of life, and old-timers finally recall when the mob ran the casinos. The revelations in a political corruption trial have been shocking, even in Vegas.
Hmm.
Tough-talking strip club owner-turned-government star witness informant Michael Gilardi says he tossed bags of cash to put politicians and others in his pocket. And when blue velvet Crown Royal bags stuffed full of cash weren't enough, according to Gilardi, he traded sex using strippers, dancers, and other club employees. Again, he's a strip club owner, to keep elected leaders happy and voting his way. For 6 weeks, jurors in the so-called G-string trial have listened to FBI wiretaps, watched videotapes, and heard testimony about politicians allegedly taking bribes. According to a guy from the University of Nevada, Mr. Eric Herzig, it's got everything. High-level political figures in one of the most high-profile cities in America basically admitting that they are taking bribes. Two former Clark County commissioners, Dario Herrera and Mary Kincaid Chauncey, are...
Well, this isn't really... It doesn't sound like bribery to me. I mean, if the strip club owner just wants them to vote their way, then that's really just lobbying. It really is.
Well, it's...
Look, the difference when the milk lobby gets out there and says, well, we need price caps, and we need to be able to, not have competition in our market. People are literally voted out of the market when it comes to producing milk or bees, honey, and all these other things. It's called bribery when it has to do with strip clubs, but it's called lobbying when it's the milk lobby.
Well, there's a subtle difference between lobbying and bribery. One of them's done on the books. The other one isn't. That's the only difference.
The same.
But you're right. It is essentially the same. Okay. This is going on behind the scenes. When you're lobbying, the money's up front. Most people know what's being transferred where and who's getting what. In this case, there's backroom deals and that sort of thing. Anyway, the two former Clark County commissioners are standing trial on federal charges of conspiracy, wire fraud, and extortion under color of official right. They could get 45 years in prison if they're convicted. 45 years.
Mm.
A third former commissioner, Lance Malone, who was also Gilardi's lobbyist, is due to stand trial in August. All three pleaded not guilty. Now, a fourth former commissioner, Erin Kenny, pleaded guilty, and she has turned over and testified for the prosecution. So you've got Gilardi and one of the former commissioners who are both testifying against the other ones. County officials rarely face such scandalous accusations or draw so much attention from federal investigators and prosecutors, but the Clark County Commission is one of the most powerful elected bodies in the state. Out of Nevada's 2.2 million people, 1.7 million live in Clark County, where Vegas thrives on hotels, casinos, and fancy clubs. According to Michael Green from the Community College of Southern Nevada, the county commission around here is the government entity to watch. One of the commissioners, a one-time rising political star, has admitted that he interrupted a golf outing with Mr. Gilardi to have sex behind the bushes with one of his workers.
Classy.
As his wife dabbed her eyes in the courtroom's first row, Herrera admitted getting lap dances from a stripper at one of Gilardi's clubs and said he'd had an affair with another Gilardi employee during a trip to a California resort. All of these things, these benefits, were to buy political favors. There's more malfeasance that we'll report here in a moment about this. 800-259-9231. And if you think this is just going on in Vegas, you got another thing coming. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online. freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both of them totally free. So you listen online, on the house, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to take a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
One of the reasons why you and I, Manwich, are members of the Free State Project and also First 1,000 members is because we want to go to the Free State to get the government out of our lives as much as possible. And even on a low, we've all heard plenty of times about the corruption stories out of Washington, D.C. In some cases, you hear corruption stories about your state governments, but the fact is, the corruption goes all the way down to your local government levels.
Well, you know, the thing is the reason that the Free State Project makes sense to me is because
we've been lied to by the Republicans saying that they want a small government, and it's clearly obvious that they don't want a small government.
If they did, they'd do something about it.
Bill Clinton was a better Republican than George Bush is, if that's the case, because Bill Clinton grew the government less. As a matter of fact, there hasn't been a president that hasn't grown the government since LBJ. I don't even know. It's so far back that I can't even imagine that the government shrank under anybody. Perhaps, I don't know, under Hoover, just
to
guess.
They all think the government's the answer to our problem.
Well, there's always some little program that we can start here or there to, you know, to
make
fix things
better.
You're going to make things better for people. And
when, in fact, it just makes it worse.
So, you know, now that the government's, the Republicans are in charge of the government, we see what their true colors are. Their true colors are, well, they're red, you know, red like communists.
Like communists.
And it's just different sides of the socialist coin as far as I'm concerned.
That's right.
So I'd like to see a state where they actually try to shrink the size of government.
Absolutely. And that's what we're going to do in the Free State Project. So, again, that's freestateproject.org. But if you look around the country, what government allows people to do is get their hands on power. And throughout the ages, people with their hands on power have used that power to enrich themselves, help their friends, and punish their enemies. And what we're talking about here is a story from Las Vegas. Now, again, as I pointed out, just because this is happening in Vegas doesn't mean it's not happening in your town, city, the area, the county that you live in. It could very well be happening there. In fact, I would say it's likely to be happening there. It's just that no one knows about it. It's just that the corruption hasn't been overturned quite yet. We're talking about a story about a man named Michael Gilardi. He's a strip club owner in Las Vegas. He is now turning over information to the feds about the county commissioners in Clark County, Nevada. Specifically, the fact that he was throwing them big-time cash and sexual favors from some of his strip club employees to get favors in return from the county, to make sure they didn't, you know, legislate against him or to make sure they didn't go after him for whatever reason.
Well,
protection money.
By the sounds of it, if he is having strippers have sex with these politicians for him, then, wow, maybe the strippers are having sex with other people for money or favors. In which case, that's prostitution inside of Clark County, and you can't do that.
Right.
And obviously, there's a big prostitution tourism going on in Nevada. It's the only, it's the only place in the United States where it's legal. So people in Clark County would want to take advantage of that, too. Could happen, right?
So let me give you the rest of the details on what the actual specific corruption that were going on here. Let's see. One guy got sex from his strippers at a golf course. He stepped away from a golf game to go behind the bushes and have sex with one of this guy's strippers.
Classy.
He also took another one to a trip to a California resort. Of course, gave all his testimony in front of his wife in the courtroom. Gilardi said he got sex at least six times from Kenny. Now, Kenny was another one of the Clark County commissioners. So the strip club owner is claiming the commissioner actually had sex with him six times.
What?
The strip club owner is claiming one of the county commissioners had sex with him six times.
Are there what genders are these people?
Female.
Okay.
Well, the one in question is female.
Okay.
Her last name is Kenny. That's why it might have been
confused. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was confusing.
Gilardi claimed he paid $200,000. By the way, she denies having sex with Mr. Gilardi.
Well, she's smart.
Gilardi claimed he paid $200,000 to Commissioner Herrera from 1999 to 2003 and $85,000 to another one of the commissioners. Herrera denied ever receiving the cash from Gilardi or Malone, but said he took a $10,000 check as a campaign contribution. One of the commissioners testified that she never traded votes for Gilardi's cash, but she acknowledged accepting money from Gilardi through Malone. One envelope with a $4,000 cash payment went to help pay a grandson's ski school scholarship. An additional $5,000 was a campaign contribution for her son's failed bid for North Las Vegas City Council. The case hinges on whether jurors believe Michael Gilardi, the strip club owner, who pleaded guilty to racketeering in Vegas and related corruption case in San Diego, where two councilmen were convicted. He's been promised no more than 5 years in federal prison on both the San Diego and Vegas charges, and could even get probation. Again, he's helping the feds by giving them information. The federal judge who heard the San Diego case last year expressed doubts about Gilardi's credibility and granted a new trial to one of the convicted councilmen. He is 44. He said his goal was to make a strip club that he was opening in 2002, the $15 million, 20,000 square foot Jaguars, which is the biggest one in town, apparently, with more than two dozen competitors. But he needed the county commission's help from him. This is what he said, quote, "What I was paying them was basically chump change with what I would get back if he was allowed to open his business.
Well, that's how lobbyists do their job, too.
Right.
They, you know, lavish politicians with gifts to get what they want, and then, whoosh,
he said,
they make all kinds of money.
He said, if they pass tough enough laws, they could put me out of business. Now, defense lawyers are calling Mr. Ghilardi a liar who tailored his testimony to suit prosecutors. I don't know, man. Who do you believe in this case? Do you believe the sleazy strip club owner, or do you believe the sleazy politicians?
I think
who's the liar here?
They're all lying. That much I'm certain.
You think?
Of. Absolutely.
I believe the strip club owner.
I believe the strip club owner. I believe that enough. Well, the one politician on the stand said that he stepped away from the golf game. Went and humped a stripper in the woods,
right.
And he said it right in front of his weeping wife.
Yeah.
Okay. So clearly, some of the stuff that the yucky strip club owner guy is saying is true. Okay. And beyond that, well, it gets left in the field of speculation. But
well,
we know that the politicians are sleazy enough to do it too.
One thing is for sure: Ghilardi's got names, he's got information, and all the politicians, all they have is denials. Ghilardi apparently obliged, he named names fingering the mayor, judges, lawyers, the district attorney, the county manager, and a business license official. He even named assistant U.S. attorney Eric Johnson, who later testified that he was absolutely completely certain he was not one of the 15 to 40 attorneys who got free drinks and lap dances at Friday afternoon lawyer days at Ghilardi's clubs. Ghilardi says, it just got out of control. I had everyone in town hitting me up for money. So the word got out, apparently.
Everybody's going to want... You're giving out money. Of course, the politicians all want some.
Yeah, word got out that he's handing out cash to people, so people came around essentially saying, hey, look, you know, I hear you've got a little bit of cash you're looking to get rid of. I won't bring you any trouble if you give me a Crown Royal bag full of cash. I'll leave you alone. Now the sheriff comes by and does that sort of thing. I mean, I am totally serious with you, Manwich. This is what power does to people. This is what goes on behind the scenes in sleazy strip clubs, in smoky bar rooms. Your county officials are getting paid off. We don't need to give these people power to where they can use it to, again, scratch some people's backs and harm others. Because you can darn well bet the other strip club owners in town were probably having things done to them as a result of these cash payments from this one guy. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live. We call it that because you can call in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Live Saturday edition. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We started out talking with Steve Cubby, the medical marijuana advocate, hero, libertarian, just a fantastic guy. We're talking about corruption now, but again, you don't have to stick with our topic. Bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a listener map with over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world that have taken the time to go to map.freetalklive.com and add themselves to it. You can go, you can add yourself. It's simple. You plug in your location, your name, a photo of yourself if you like, even a quote to go along with your entry, and you'll get a little digital pushpin on our listener map, map.freetalklive.com. Oh, and of course, it's totally free. So we go to the phones. Let's talk to Scarecrow in Indiana, listening on WXNT. Hello, Scarecrow. You're on with Ian and Manwich. Scarecrow in Indiana. Scarecrow going once, Scarecrow going twice. I hear somebody in the background there. It doesn't sound like his fader's potted all the way up. Somebody there. If you're on the line, you say hello. Okay, we'll try again later. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dennis on the amplifier line. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich calling from the free state of New Hampshire.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, Dennis.
So I wanted to give you an update on the New Hampshire resistance against Real ID.
Oh, yes. There was some sort of disappointing news. Let's just recap for anybody that's not familiar with this. The Real ID program was passed last year. It was actually about a year ago in May of 2005 at the federal level. Essentially, it's a national mandate. I guess it's not really a mandate, but it's a national program that's going to involve all 50 states that's going to essentially take control of all of the identification requirements that go into your state driver's license. So, essentially, if your state adopts Real ID, and most of them probably will, if your state adopts Real ID, then all of the info is controlled by the Federal Department of Homeland Security.
Right. Well, actually, it's even more insidious than that. It's controlled by the Homeland Security Director. A guy who we don't vote for. He's just an appointed position by the president. And he can make the criteria for identification anything he wants.
Right.
If he wants a DNA sample, that's part of the identification. It's all he has to do is say it. There is no vote. If he wants a sample of blood, hair sample, retina scan, whatever he wants on the ID as a form of identification, well, that's what it is.
Now, of course, it's being passed on the whole, it's a war on terror, we need a national ID card. But that's essentially what they did in Nazi Germany. I mean, they had national identification there as well. In a true free nation, we certainly should oppose Real ID. And there was a bill that was passed in New Hampshire's legislature a few weeks ago. The House passed it fairly overwhelmingly that essentially said New Hampshire was not going to participate in the Real ID program. Would have been the only state in America to have had the courage to stand up and just say no to Real ID. Last week, I think it was Thursday or Wednesday, the New Hampshire Senate essentially shot it down. So what's the latest, Dennis?
Well, yeah, they shut it down, and they did every dirty trick in the book to try and shoot it down when no one was looking. We had people in the Senate gallery staked out for two solid days watching every single move the Senate made. They finally pulled out and had their vote like 5:30 p.m., hoping that no one would notice, but, of course, we did.
Sleazy.
So, yeah, what they did is they amended the bill, they watered it down, they did what politicians do, they said, oh, God, instead of actually making a decision, we'll have a study committee. And the study committee will do a study and get back to us, and months later, and no one will remember any of this, and it'll have all died down.
They're trying to buy time. They think you guys are going to go away.
They think we're going away. And what was fantastically slimy about that was the very next day, a fiscal committee was going to vote as to whether to accept $3 million from the federal government earmarked with strings to implement Real ID.
Mm. So if they take the money, it's essentially saying yes to Real ID?
You got it.
Oh, boy.
So, of course, we showed up at that committee meeting, too.
They thought you weren't going to, of course.
They didn't think we were going to. And the very first thing they did, it took them all of 20 seconds, they said, okay, we're going to table this, we won't talk about it, we'll talk about it next meeting. Again, deferring any decision.
Mm-hmm.
They normally have these meetings about once a month.
Right.
Fortunately, we had the good sense to call the secretaries. I tell you, just like in the movies, the most powerful people in any organization are the secretaries.
That's true.
They know what's going on.
So what happened?
So the secretary knew that the next meeting of this committee is going to be on Monday. So of course we're going to have people staked out there as well. They're not going to be able to take this money without us having a good say so, at least taking down the names.
And knowing they're being watched.
Knowing they're being watched. And a beautiful thing about New Hampshire is even if this committee votes that they want to take the money, it then has to go to like another committee to vote that they really do want them to take the money.
Mm.
So there's
different
of,
layers of approval.
Lots of approval, especially when it's federal money.
Got it.
But here's the beautiful thing.
Mm.
Of course, we're going to make sure that they don't take this money, or if they do, they are going to pay for it hugely come election time. And, of course, we're going to push on this committee. We do want the committee to be formed. We do want to make sure the committee says, yeah, Real ID sucks. But here's the news flash: a totally separate bill that has already passed the Senate got amended in our state house. And guess what the amendment was? The amendment was the entire text of the bill that says we will not participate in the federal Real ID program.
So it passed the Senate. It's been amended in the House. Now where does it go?
Well, in this kind of situation, it now goes to a committee of typically four people from the House, three people from the Senate that mm-hmm. have to hash out a unified, agreed-upon, from both houses, text of the bill.
Mm.
And they are free to pretty much agree on anything that they like.
I see. So
I would imagine.
So essentially, it's still up in the air. Essentially, New Hampshire still has the opportunity to say no to Real ID. No real decision has been made on this yet. And actually, you know, that's kind of a good thing. Obviously, it's bad that they haven't said no to it yet, but it's good that they haven't said yes to it. And what's better is, if these politicians, these sleazebags, think that they can get everybody to forget about this by tabling it and waiting until, you know, the dead of night and later on in the summertime or something like that to vote on this.
They just don't know the Free State Project then.
Right. Well, they don't know the Free State Project, and they don't know, they don't realize what's happening. I don't think these people know what's going on quite yet. I think they realize that there's some new people, new faces that are showing up in the state house. But I don't think they've quite gotten a grip on how influential and how what's going to really happen here. Because the longer they wait, Dennis, the more people are going to move into the state. So go ahead.
True. I was talking to a guy who's he's a libertarian. He's been involved in New Hampshire politics for some 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me, you know, this is they did not expect you guys to be there on Friday. They do not expect you guys to be following up this much and to have enough people to where you can actually show up at every single meeting.
Yep.
They're used to getting away with it, and now they can't. So they're doing a little new calculation. And, of course, this is not just the New Hampshire political machine that we're up against here. The fact is, this is the federal government we are up against.
That's right. I heard the feds actually sent lobbyists down there to lobby for Real ID.
That's right. And, you know, the thing that burns a lot of us down here about that is, so we pay our federal taxes, which funds, to some degree, these lobbyists that come down and lobby
our
state representatives.
Clearly the answer is to stop paying federal taxes, Dennis.
Well, maybe extreme for me, and I'm pretty extreme.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate the update. Good hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231. So go ahead. Wait, politicians. Go ahead. Hold off on the vote. We'll just get stronger in the meantime. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We still have gun confiscation to talk about in America. That's right, one state, Oklahoma. One guy there has proposed this, one of their legislatures. We'll explain. Also on the way, immigration, but your calls as well, because this is a show about your calls and what you want to talk about. So take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, and we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there. Over 100,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people are interacting there, and it's totally free. And there's conversations from everything from fun stuff to serious issues. It's all there. Free, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you straight to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Rich in somewhere. He's on the road, actually. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Rich.
Good to talk to you again.
Indeed. What's on your mind, sir?
This is Rich, formerly of Utah.
Formerly?
Formerly. Yes.
Thanks. I don't know what that was all about. Rich, are you still with us?
I tried calling earlier and ended up getting dropped twice, so I guess the board's acting funny or something.
Yeah, we're told there's some trouble in the studio, so hopefully that won't happen again. I don't know if you could hear that. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, technological issues. It happens. Well, I tell you what. I am finally on my way to the free state. I am currently hurtling down the freeway at 75 miles an hour, pointed at New Hampshire.
Wow. Are you there? Are you going to visit? Or are you going permanently?
I am going permanently.
That's fantastic. Great. Are you a single man? Do you have a family?
I'm single currently.
That makes it easier, huh?
Say again?
That makes it easier. You can just pick up and go, right? I mean, you don't have a lot of loose ends to tie up.
Yeah, that definitely makes it easier. Are you guys getting the same echo I'm getting?
No, thankfully. So continue.
Okay.
Do your best to ignore it. Now, here's my question for you. Where are you going in New Hampshire? Do you have a destination? Or are you just going to kind of go float around?
It looks like I'm going to land in Keene.
Fantastic.
I've got a couple of apartments, prospective apartments lined up there that I can rent, and a couple of employers around the area that, you know, one thing about New Hampshire, I look on the map, I've plugged it all into my little GPS unit here, and, you know, it just boggles my mind. You know, Keene is, like, way far away from Manchester, but it's, like, 14 miles. Where I come from, 14 miles is, like, nothing. You know, that's like going grocery shopping for the day.
Sure. And we're down here in Florida. I mean, 14 miles is certainly nothing down here either. So,
are you saying Keene's only 14 miles from
Manchester?
No,
it's farther than that. It's like, I think it's 50 miles or something like that. But it's not very, I mean, on the scale of things, things are much smaller.
It's not very far at all. Just, you know, the distance is it's all scaled down from what I'm used to.
Enough about the geography, Rich. Enough about the geography. What made you decide to go to New Hampshire, to go to the Free State sooner rather than later? Why are you going now?
Well, I'll tell you what. This past May 1st, just this past week, all the new laws from the Utah legislative session went into effect. Over 300 of them.
Oh, they're busy there.
300 new, and this is just from one legislative session. And just as an example of how idiotic some of these laws are, one of the new laws on the books is that any establishment that has a liquor license, when they renew their liquor license, they can't renew their liquor license until they ban smoking in their establishment.
Great.
How's that for a brainiac law?
So they didn't actually pass a smoking ban. They essentially did it sort of underhanded under the table and essentially won't allow these people to
continue. There's already a smoking ban in Utah. The Utah...
Oh. Hello?
...thing that has public access or within 20 feet of the entrance.
Most of that cut out. Can you start before public access again? I missed some of that.
The Utah Indoor Clean Air Act says you can't smoke in any building that has public access or within 20 feet of the entrance.
So were the bars grandfathered into that?
Well, the bars got an exemption because they were, you know, basically establishments where people went to smoke anyway.
Right.
And they're private clubs for members only in Utah. So, you know, you have to pay some nominal fee to become a member of the club so you can go in and, you know, dance and have your beer and...
So essentially the owners thought they had a pass, but now they found out that there's a new law that's essentially going to screw them unless they ban smoking or else they won't be able to sell liquor anymore.
Bingo.
Wow. 300 new laws. So you all of a sudden just said, I'd had enough, and you decided to go to the Free State, huh?
Well, yeah, I've actually been planning this since about February, and I've finally, you know, gotten the cash together because, you know, gas has gotten so expensive.
Right.
Ouch.
That is fantastic. Well, congratulations on going there, man, and we'll see you in Keene because that's where we're headed eventually. So I think that's really going to be the hot spot.
Outstanding. I want to thank Dennis for the great update on the Real ID, fight against Real ID up there.
Definitely. Exciting things
happening. And by the end of the week, he's going to have another guy on board because I'll be out there with everybody else.
Fantastic. Rich, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Is it exciting or what, man? What you mean? Wow. People going.
It's changing.
People picking up at a moment's notice, essentially. I mean, he'd been planning it.
Minutemen in the Second American Revolution.
Yeah. Picking up and going to the Free State. Let's go to David in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, David.
Yeah, how are you? I hadn't spoken with you in a month or something.
Oh, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. I was interested in the economy, but I heard you talking to that previous caller about New Hampshire, and that reminded me, you know, after the 2000 election, there was the scandal about whether or not the votes were stolen in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2004, the scandal about whether they were stolen in Ohio. Now it's been discovered that in 2004, they actually had to rig the votes in New Hampshire. And in New Hampshire, that is such a conservative state that to rig the votes to have Bush win in New Hampshire is like rigging the votes in Orange County.
Wow, that's pretty sad. Now, David, I know you want to talk the economy, so hang on. We'll keep you 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. From time to time, by the way, on our site, we auction off our banners. We've got a little banner column, like most sites, they got their advertising. Except, we don't have a sales crew to go out and sell banners, so we put them up for auction. You want to find out what they're worth? Put them up to the marketplace. Let you guys bid on them. Promote your business. Promote your favorite band. Promote virtually anything. Go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid. That's auction.freetalklive.com. We're auctioning the second banner on our site, site-wide for an entire month. And last time I looked, it was $25. Auction.freetalklive.com.
Bargain.
That really is. Let's go to the phones. David in California, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. You want to talk about the economy, David?
Yeah, I sure do. By the way, are you all based out of New Hampshire?
Not yet. We're going to be up there probably by shortly after the end of the summer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We're currently in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There was when I heard you talking about the free state up in Northern California here, we have a it's not really an ecotopia up there, but there was a discussion about them doing a tax essentially breaking free from the US and
secession.
Big part
secession.
Yeah, in its own right, and they go by, I'm trying to think if they go by free state, something like that. It's sort of an interesting angle on it.
I find it hard to believe they would go by the term free state in California. I mean, it's usually California is full of socialists, and so therefore I would guess it was probably a group of angry socialists that were angry that George Bush won. They want to secede based on that.
No, actually, they're not necessarily militia types.
I didn't say they were militia types. I just said they were angry about the election results, and therefore they wanted to secede.
Well, it's completely different up there.
Okay.
You know, these are not hemp growers or you know whatnot. I mean, this is a whole different kind of spin on there. You wouldn't.
Got it.
I mean, just like you wouldn't think that Orange County is a pack of liberals. You know, Northern California, especially up near the Oregon line, is not necessarily a pack of liberals and socialists.
Understood.
Yeah. So essentially what I'm talking about with the economy, I'm a historian, and looking at the economy, you know, from the big picture, you know, what are we going to look at in 10, 20, 30 years from now? How are we going to look back at today? I would say that we should think about the era that we're in as the corporate wars. Essentially, major corporations have hijacked the government. You know, these lobbyists have essentially taken our taxes. They're using our 18-year-old sons. They're using our tax dollars to essentially finance their corporate operations. They're telling us that sweatshops are a good idea, that GATT is a good idea, that NAFTA is a good idea, and that all of these different concepts, which just so happen to profit them, to our advantage with no proof.
That's the way it's always been with war. I mean, war always benefits the people that are at the top of the food chain, is you know, as far as money goes, and it always is to the detriment of the people at the bottom.
Yep, and government and corporations have been scratching each other's back since the day corporations were created, which they were created by the government, which is why we need to just get rid of.
Well, they were created by the king. I mean, the 13 colonies. These were 13 corporate chartered kings. Hey, one last thing. I hear the music coming
up.
Dubai, you know that last Friday, Bush just gave a permission for Dubai to buy part of our military-industrial complex.
Oh, my goodness. David, thanks for the call, man. Hour three is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...